Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
They got some guys that can rush the quarterback. Obviously, they got Vita Vea inside, who makes it harsh for your interior offensive linemen to hold their ground. They do a good job in the run game. So, and then in the back end, they got some corners that'll get up there and pressure, some longer guys that can run, and they make it tough. They showed a lot of different looks, but again, coming down to executing and making sure we're having a good practice.
That's Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback. As if I have to say that part of it, right? Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8 by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. You can always tweet me, at Sal Sports. You can always call 803-0550. When you do any of that, it's getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at NorthtownKia.com. Bills, Buccaneers, Sunday, 1 p.m. As I said earlier, in case you haven't looked at the schedule ahead, I know not everybody's dialed into the schedule like I am or some other people out there. This is actually the final scheduled 1 p.m. game at the current Highmark Stadium. The other home games this year, Bengals, 4:25 p.m. on December 7th. Eagles, 4:25 p.m. on December 28th. And then the final game against the Jets could be at any time. So, yeah, it could be 1 o'clock. I would say maybe most likely is, but again, if the Bills are fighting for seeding with another team that has to play, that's going to play at 4 o'clock, they'll put the Bills on with that team if they impact each other and how they might treat the game, I guess, right? That's what you do in Week 18 when you're the league. Bills coming off a tough 30-13 loss to the Miami Dolphins last week, of course, and the Bucs are coming off a 28-23 loss to the New England Patriots last week. So these two teams, both at 6-3, both have a lot riding on this game as far as where they are in their standings. But for the Bills, to me, it's a little more critical because they are chasing the 9-2 Patriots after last night. Whereas the Bucs actually have a game-and-a-half lead over Carolina, who's 5-5. I think the Bucs can kind of just walk away with the East at this point. I'm sorry, the South, the NFC South at this point. And when I think what would be third straight division title, it just feels like that should be the case. Right now, by the way, if you take a look at the AFC, right now in the AFC, the Patriots actually have the top seed. After the win last night, they're 9-2. The Colts are 8-2. Denver 8-2 at the 3 seed, and Pittsburgh the 4 seed at 5-4. It feels like the AFC North team is going to be the 4 seed. A lot of times it's the AFC South team. That's what's different this year. It's like the AFC South division winner, generally is like the 4 seed. Not always, I know that, but it always feels like that comes out of the case. In fact, let me look at what it has been the last few years. Let's go to, last year was Houston as the 4 seed. Year before that was Houston as the 4 seed. Year before that was Jacksonville. Oh, here we go. Year before that was Cincinnati. But yeah, so the NFC, the AFC South winner is oftentimes the four seed. And why that's important this year, that's changed. And I think it's going to change at the end of the year. It could be the Ravens as the four seed. Because right now, you take a look at what's happening in the AFC North. The Steelers have a one-game lead, one, on the Baltimore Ravens. 5-4 against 4-5. The Steelers play the Bengals this week, then the Bears and the Bills. They still have to play the Ravens twice. This is very on the table for the Ravens to win that division. And yes, they can go on a big run, the Ravens, and get a three seed, let's say. They're not going to get up to number one, but I don't think so. But it feels like four seed is very, very not only possible, maybe likely for them. Which means if you don't win the division, if you're the Bills, if you don't win the division, and you're the top non-division winner, like wildcard team, you're traveling to the number four. That could be Buffalo at Baltimore. That first round weekend. So that's why I think you almost have to root for the Steelers to keep winning here. Root for the Steelers to win the division. They can get that four seed. Then if you're the Bills and you're the five, you play at them. I don't know. A lot of football to be played, but I think about these things way too often. I mean, there's still eight games left for most of these teams. So, yeah, I think about this stuff too often. It's just that there's a lot of football to be played. The Ravens get the Browns, then the Jets, then the Bengals. I mean, they should win their next three games. Although Lamar Jackson is on the injury report again, and he has been banged up this year. But they should win their next three games and have a six-game winning streak going into that game against Pittsburgh. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I mean, it's the NFL, right? Bills lost to the Dolphins last week. You never know what's going to happen. A lot of stuff, a lot of football still to be played. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on board. Sean McDermott coming your way here shortly on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get a final game status injury update and report on the game for Sunday between the Buccaneers and the Bills. And the names that we're really keeping an eye on here are Khalil Shakir, most likely, and Cam Lewis, who's been really excellent filling in for Taron Johnson because Johnson's been banged up. Taron Johnson has been a full participant at practice this week. If you go back to Wednesday, he was limited, but then Thursday became full with the groin injury. And, of course, didn't play last week, but it feels like he's trending towards playing. But, man, Cam Lewis has stepped in and played a nice role when he's had to play for Taron Johnson. And you'd love to have Cam Lewis available. Even if Taron's playing, Cam Lewis plays a very important role on this defense as the backup nickel, a backup safety, and a dime safety as well when he comes in. And we saw in that Kansas City game, when you can put him on the field and move Cole Bishop down in the box, that can matter too because you can play some games with guys who have different skill sets. So you'd like to see Cam Lewis be able to play, but he's been limited the last two days. So we'll see if he's available. Dalton Kincaid not expecting him to play, but we'll get the update from Sean McDermott. And then Khalil Shakir is the one we're wondering on the status, practice status, and game status because he's been limited for 2 days with an ankle injury and ribs and has been in a non-contact, red non-contact jersey. He's the only player in a red non-contact jersey. Although he had seven defenders limited, they were all wearing their normal blue jerseys. Why don't we take a timeout here? We'll give some space for Sean McDermott when he calls. Generally do this on a Friday. That way we don't rush the head coach of the Bills when he calls up. We can have some space for him, some time for him. We'll take a timeout here. We'll get to Sean McDermott on the other side. We'll run through the Week 11 schedule. And we'll also hear from Patrick Hammer on weather for Sunday at Highmark Stadium, which looks to be very, very dicey, tricky, interesting, and ever-changing on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.